Well, you could have hardly missed it. This Thursday is Halloween. All over the suburbs, there are plastic spiders and cobwebs strung up across front porches. It's getting more and more popular. But it can be polarising too. American culture and a perception that it's anti-Christian too. So I thought we might take a look at how Christian families ought to deal with it. Simon Smart from the Centre for Public Christianity, is Halloween something anti-Christian and pagan?
Hi, Bill. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Look, no, I don't think it is. And it's actually worth thinking about the origins of this festival, because it was originally a pagan festival, but it was taken over by the Christians. It was about the year 610 AD when the Pope Boniface IV picked up this festival. He kind of claimed it or appropriated it for Christianity, and he moved All Saints Day from May to November. Now, All Saints Day celebrates the departed Christ, and the night before is All Hallows Eve, or Halloween, if you like. And that's a time where people remember faithful believers of the past who've died, and they kind of pray that they would learn from them and their example and all this sort of stuff. So the history of it's important in a way, and I don't think it's something people should get nervous about. I have to admit, Bill, to being won over a bit by Halloween for a few reasons.
Wow. So what do you say to those wowsers in the church who talk fire and brimstone against it?
Well, they're not necessarily wowsers. I mean, I think people, if people found this to be a trivialising of real evil, I think that would be a problem. If they thought it was celebrating the occult or something satanic, But I don't think it is that. I don't think it's in any sense necessarily doing that. In fact, it's become, I think the spirit of it today really is nothing more harmful than kids having a bit of fun, a bit of a dress up. And it doesn't look anything harmful to me. In fact, I have to say, my wife used to lead a whole lot of kids around the neighborhood at Halloween, and she thought it was hilarious fun. And the other thing about this is that there were lots of old people, some of them presumably lonely people, actually, who loved this and were waiting with a big thing of lollies. Yep. And they loved seeing the kids. We found it to be one of the more neighbourly things we did, actually. So
how do you recommend Christian parents treat Halloween?
I think they should treat it for what it is, how people really understand it. I don't think, there's hardly anyone, I don't think, celebrating any sort of dark, satanic thing. It's more a bit of fun, a bit of a neighbourly community thing. And I do think Christians ought to remember the history of this. Think of it in those terms. It was All Hallows Eve, a thoroughly Christian idea. And they should remember the history of that and then maybe just get into the spirit of it and get to know their neighbours better.
So it's interesting, isn't it? Because everywhere else in society, kind of now we try to hide death, but Halloween celebrates it. There could be a religious discussion in all this, hey?
Well, it could be. You could have a good conversation about what this started out being, what it ended up being. And, yeah, I guess you could have a more sober, sensible, sort of thoughtful conversation about death, for sure. It's a death-haunted culture in some ways, I believe, and we're not very good at talking about it. We don't have much of a language for it. So, yeah, this is the sort of thing you probably could use as a kind of way into a more serious conversation, but I think have a bit of fun along the way.
God bless you, Simon. Thanks so much for talking to us tonight.
Thanks a lot, Bill.